Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning. What's happening? Kid Craddock Morning Show here. I thought you were talking. That's why I jumped in.
Yeah, you're good, buddy.
Yeah.
Al, so describe your theory of the group.
The group. You know, a group of girls. They go out. They have girls' night out, whatever. They go to lunch. They all hang out. They have common interests. You might have a group of moms in Kelly's case, or you have a group of single girls, whichever. Point being, usually in the group, there's one hot girl.
Well, now, sometimes, always in the group, there's one who is the hottest.
Yeah, always.
Well,
right. You always have one that's going to be deemed
the hottest. It's
not like
a group of, it's not ugly girls and one hot.
No.
It's
a group of girls. It's a bunch of beautiful girls, but one is going to be the hottest
girl in the group.
I think it could even go for guys as well.
Sure. But the problem is, the hottest girl in the group sometimes has another friend in the group that thinks she is the hottest girl in the group.
It's so annoying, too, Al.
Clearly.
I can't stand that girl.
It turns into a hot battle.
And I think it's best if she knows she's not the hottest one in the group.
For her own good.
Yeah, sometimes people have to step in, intervene a little bit, and help people out. So they're going to throw some pictures on the monitor. I understand that a lot of people are in your car. Yeah, I know you're in your car. So I'm going to try and describe the group a little bit best I can. We're going to take a phone call and find out if this girl on the phone. That's
so Al requested people send in pictures of groups of girls.
Just helping you out.
To a girl that's in the photo.
Right.
Specifically, that thinks she's the hottest in the group.
Right.
And Al is going to deem the hottest. And it may or may not be the person who thinks she's the hottest.
How has the internet world reacted to this, ladies?
Not positively.
No.
For the most part. There has been, Al, you have gotten some support.
Okay. This is a PSA.
But you've also gotten some, pushback.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's
like
hear some pushback.
From Tina.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Tina says, please reconsider this bit, in quotes.
Well, that's a bit.
As a middle school teacher and a mother of two beautiful teenage girls, this undermines everything we're trying to teach them.
No, Tina. I'm sorry.
Fix that, Al.
I get what, but see, I see your point too, Al. There is always, like, I have a friend, Christy. No matter who I'm out with, she's always the hottest in the group.
She is.
Always.
There you go.
And then if I go out with a separate group of friends, sometimes I'm the hottest one of
you
the
group. You are, yeah.
Sometimes.
And you don't act like it. You don't act like a...
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You act like more of a bee when you're the hottest one?
Yes, I do.
Why?
See, that's just Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, but see, sometimes we have to pull that person aside and say, look, I know you think you're the hottest girl in this group. You ain't.
But sometimes the girls just want to know.
Yeah,
is that what it is? That's why they're sending these pictures?
Sure.
Michael doesn't have a problem with it. Michael says, I think it's perfectly fine to elect one girl as the most pretty. You're not saying the other girls are ugly.
No, not
exactly. By claiming one the prettiest.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, there's always one that shines a little bit more than the rest.
So you're telling me the guy's for it, the lady's not.
Well, some ladies don't mind. Well, Amanda does mind. She says, my feelings would be really hurt if I was any of the other girls. The ones that didn't submit the photo and then get pointed out that they're not the hottest.
Mm-hmm. But you just pick out the hottest. That doesn't mean you're not hot.
Exactly.
Right.
And then Tammy has your back, Al.
Good.
Talking to everybody, apparently this was a heated topic on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I am just now finding out this was so controversial. But Tammy said, would all of you complainers feel the same if Kelly, Jenna, or Shannon were picking hot men?
No.
I think not.
Go ahead.
It would be fun then because you would get to look at all the pretty men, right?
Right.
See? Here we have a double standard.
And we could do that if we want.
And here's another girl that has your back, too.
Good.
Wow, I guess there were fights on the Facebook page.
Ooh,
wow.
We got ugly.
Megan says, wow, you people kill me.
What do you mean, you people?
This photo contest is no different than a beauty pageant with a panel of judges.
True.
This one just has one judge. These photos are entered just like women enter a pageant. If their feelings get hurt because they don't get picked, it's their own fault for putting themselves in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it. It's a harmless contest.
Yeah, and people sent their pictures in. I didn't go out looking for these pictures. People voluntarily sent their pictures in. So
whether you think it's right or wrong, Al's going
to
do his service.
Okay, Shannon, hit it.
This is why I'm hot.
Say hello to Courtney.
Courtney? Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Hi, Courtney. How
are
you? I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good.
Now, you are under the impression that you're the hottest girl in your group, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you sent us a photo in.
Courtney, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do for a living?
Just, sometimes hot girls don't describe what you look like. Just tell us
about
yourself.
Don't describe what you look like.
I am a property manager. I'm 27. I have one kid, and I'm married.
Okay.
Property managers.
Sometimes a hot girl. So now, we're on the right track. We're on the right track.
Now, Courtney, since you sent the picture in, did you send a random picture of you and your friends, or did you find the one where you look the best?
Well, come on.
I just found the biggest group picture that I had, actually.
Oh,
go
boy.
Type it there for a lot of people.
Just a random group picture.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, Al has no idea.
I have no idea.
Who you are or what you look like, because you did not describe yourself physically.
So we got a picture of six girls. Mm-hmm. You look like you were at a Mexican restaurant. Shout out.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You guys are about to take a shot.
Okay.
There's actually four blondes and two brunettes.
Four blondes, two brunettes.
Okay. And sitting at a table. So I'm going to assume if you're the hottest girl in the group, you are sitting one, two, three, four from the left, and you're a blonde, correct?
And you're wearing a blue dress with big blue.
There's two or three blues.
Well, no.
Light blue.
The one in the middle, the blue dress with the blue and purple earrings. Is that or fuchsia?
Which one,
no,
Al?
That's not me. Oh, you're not.
Tina, you're not the hottest girl in the group, baby.
Big Al.
But look how subjective this is. I would have said the second from the right.
Well, see, it's not your bit, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's not your bit.
Subjective.
No, I would have said far right.
Third from the left.
I would not answer because my wife is.
So, Al,
Tina, just to summarize, you're not the fourth girl from the left in the photo?
First, her name's not Tina.
Her name is Courtney.
What's the point of knowing her name if she's not the hottest?
True.
Courtney, would you like to have Al pick the second hottest?
No.
Yes,
she wants you to continue. Who would you deem the second hottest, Al?
All right. Are you the second girl from the right?
Oh my gosh, now I forgot about the picture. What am I wearing?
Kind of a flowery dress.
Blue and black pattern dress with a black belt. You have long blonde hair. No. Oh.
Wow.
Al, how you feeling about this?
You're not even the second hottest girl.
Ow!
Al.
Oh my God, Al.
I'll talk to you later, Courtney.
Courtney.
We gotta go.
We love you, Courtney.
Love you, baby.
You know,
have a great day.
Wow.
You too.
All right.
I bet she was the third. I don't know.
Al.
Wow.
Dude, I cleared this up for her. She should be thanking me.
Why?
She thought she was the hottest girl in the group.
So
she
you know
not?
What you're telling her. You need to get uglier friends. Right?
She did have a good looking friend.
So you stand out more.
It was a good looking group.
That was a tough call.
You are welcome, Courtney.
Welcome.
You are welcome.
Why were you calling her Tina?
I have no idea why.
Where'd you get Tina from?
Tina popped in my head. I don't know. All right, we got one more?
Sure.
Let's do it.
This is going so smoothly. Say hello to Hood.
What up, Hood?
Hi.
How you doing, baby girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell me a little bit about yourself, but don't tell me anything about the photo or what you're wearing. Just tell me a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, my first name is Kayla. I'm 27. I'm single, have no kids. I work at the Agency of Healthcare Administration.
Okay.
Not a sexy job.
But,
it's not a sexy job, though,
no,
right?
I see some girls. Do you wear scrubs?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm in an office.
Okay.
The administration.
So she wears the behind nice the dress scenes. Up suits.
Yeah. I bet she dresses up good, though. All right, we're going to throw your picture up right quick.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, cool.
Oh, that's a tough.
That's gorgeous
friends.
This ain't tough at all.
Well, thank you.
So we have
so no matter
five
who
girls.
You are, you're all beautiful.
We have five girls, two blondies, three brunettes, one redhead, actually. So two brunettes, one redhead.
Is that red? I think it's just the lighting.
Yeah.
It looks like a redhead.
All right, Al, like which ginger. One?
Did you say Kayla?
Kayla.
Okay.
Kayla.
All right. Are you on the far right with a pink top on, Kayla?
That is not me.
Oh!
Well, see, that's not even the hottest person.
Oh, Kelly. Well, you're right.
Wow.
I would go with yes.
Yeah.
Everybody in the room.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Come on.
So, obviously, Al's a horrible judge.
I know this
Kayla,
is, yeah, this
Kayla,
is subjective.
Are you wearing
subjective.
Is that black or blue?
It's kind of like a mesh dress.
Yeah, second from the right, brunette.
Tube.
Yes, that's me.
Okay. Obviously, the rest of the room, Al's an idiot. You are the hottest in your group. You are
Thank
the hottest. You.
You
are right.
You guys are all beautiful.
They're all
every
beautiful.
Girl in your group is beautiful.
You're like Angelina Jolie standout.
Yeah.
Al, you're crazy.
Kelly, I knew you were my favorite.
Oh, you're welcome. I just knew that he was going to say you.
It was between those two.
Was it, Al?
It was.
Not that the girl on the far right is not beautiful.
No,
I'm just saying,
all...
you like stand out. You're like,
well,
Thank you so very much.
Do you guys get hit on like all the time when you go out?
Not really, actually.
See, pretty girls don't get hit on.
Next time you do go out with this group, make sure you don't take the girl on the far right because it could be a little close, a little dicey. Okay, you leave her at home. You leave her at home. You're definitely the hottest one in your group.
Ow, Mac.
Okay.
All right, baby.
I will let her know that you think so.
All right.
I'm not even sure what we learned here today.
That concludes a very.
I don't know how it helps the girl. That's not even the second hottest. I don't know how it helps the hottest.
That's just through Al's eyes, and he's wearing glasses materials, so.
Crazy.
Go either way, here and there.
That was a good little exercise. You should do that at home.
Yeah.
So that ends our controversial bit.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
You know what I admire a lot about the Olympics?
What?
The athletes?
The athletes, yeah, of course you're going to admire those people because they train for like ever.
Yeah, the commitment to training.
The sparkly outfits.
No. The announcers.
Really?
Because if you think about it, to make the Olympics what they are, you got to sell it to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell it to us.
Gotta give it color.
With their excitement. Yeah, you got to give it color. You got to bring it to life. You got to tell us what's going on because half of us, or most of us, have no idea what's going on the ice or on the luge or with the curling. No idea. That's why we need commentators. And I figured, why don't we do this? We're professionals.
It's not as easy as it looks, JC.
I know. Well, maybe it is, Al. Maybe we might find a new venue of opportunity.
No,
a new source of income.
New source of income.
Hmm.
You know?
Okay, well, let's give it a shot.
Nothing is guaranteed.
Why not?
Why don't we give it the old college try?
In fact, we'll send this into the Olympic Committee maybe in 4 years.
Be a way to draw more fans who aren't typical Olympic fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
but the everyday people.
Right.
So this is what an actual announcer should sound like in the Olympics.
Steve Langton gave the push of his life. If it stays green, USA has a medal, and he's got 2.5 tenths to play with. Is this new BMW design sled the ultimate sliding machine for Langton and Holcomb? We're about to find out.
He lost a little bit of speed.
Oh, no.
Down to 17. This is going to be really close.
0.09 of a second in it. That's all. Just under 82 miles an hour. He's got it.
Wow.
I mean, weren't you just in that moment?
Yeah.
Didn't you feel like you were invested in this?
I was in the ultimate sliding machine or something like that. What did he call it? Ultimate sliding machine? Sledding?
The sled?
Yeah.
The skeleton?
The ultimate driving machine?
Yeah, but it was made by BMW. He was making a little,
Yeah. So that is our goal.
All right.
To sound kind of
similar like
to that. We don't know what event we're doing.
No.
We're just going to come back to
We're just gonna like idiots.
What if? Because
I didn't get a practice round.
It's like the announcer. Think of it this way:
it's a comedic premise.
So we're in Sochi. The announcer got pink eye.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! We need somebody to step on in.
And if the pilot gets sick on a plane, is there anyone on the plane that knows how to fly?
Yeah.
And somebody will throw his hand up. What if we were there at the Olympics? Bob Costas has pink eye.
Oh no!
Does anyone here have any type of broadcast experience?
I do.
Yes, I do. Al is in the house.
See, I told you. You always say that.
See?
You always say that.
Seize the moment, Kelly.
All right.
This is our moment.
This is our moment. Pumped.
Oh yeah.
So
I'm excited now.
We're gonna come back.
I just got myself excited. See, that was good.
Yeah. So we're gonna pretend like we're on TV coming back from break, and then it's gonna kick off, and it's gonna introduce one of us, and then we gotta do the announcing.
All right.
All right,
thank you for watching the 2014 Winter Olympic Games.
Right.
And now we head to the bobsled track, and Kelly Raspberry with your play-by-play.
All right, Kelly.
So wait.
You just watched the TV. Go, Kelly.
Wait. He gave me notes.
Those are just terms. Those are just terms you can throw in.
How am I supposed to watch and read notes at the same time?
To,
5, 4, 3.
The countdown is on for the USA bobsled team. Oh, they're pushing off. It looks like they got a little stumble coming out of the gate. For the two-man team, the front runner is in. The second, and crouch down, baby. Now they're heads are crouched down, and they are taking the first curve at unthinkable speeds. Wow. Are they going to be able to catch up to the Switzerland time? Let's see as they come out of turn 3. Oh, where's that clock now? Oh, they're 0.24 seconds behind Switzerland.
No,
but they're still
ahead.
In medal contention. They are still in medal contention. Oh, boy, this is really scary stuff now. Ooh, you can almost feel the cold coming off the TV screen, can't you? Oh, little ice. I think I got an ice shard in my tooth just then. Wow, two... Whoa, now they're just 0.09 seconds behind Switzerland. They are cutting down that time. I think they are seriously medal contenders. Oh, my gosh. Here they go again around another corner. And how long is this track anyway? It's over, and it went so fast I didn't see the time. Why didn't they leave it up on the screen a little bit longer?
What are they doing now?
I think America won. Yay, USA.
No, they actually came.
Not bad, Kelly.
It went 0.16 so
behind.
Not bad, Kelly.
That was good,
there
though.
Is no need in giving me a list of terms. What's that about?
So you could use terms.
Well, I just thought.
What terms? I thought I was very enthusiastic.
What terms did you have?
Myself. I told you it was good.
What were some of the terms? That we just thought if you got a sheet of terms, you could maybe glance at and throw one out.
Yeah, I know. Two-man bobsled. Stephen Holcomb's the driver. Steve Langton was the brakeman.
Okay.
The crew bobsled crews are composed of a pilot and a brakeman, and four-man teams additionally possess a pair of pushers.
Well, that could
have. The pilot is essential. I mean, seriously, it goes on and on.
That could have been substituted for.
What am I going to do with that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's coming out of the. You can feel the cold on your TV screen.
Isn't that hard, though? Is it hard?
Yeah. You can't read and watch at the same time.
She just threw the paper.
That's ridiculous. That was pretty good.
All right, we got one more, I think.
Set me up to fail next time.
We have one more.
Well, who it's going to be?
Who, me? I'm done. I did good.
And we're back with the 2014 Winter Olympic Games, and we head to the ice skating rink with Jose Chavez.
Dang it!
Oh, fake. Okay. Jose, all right.
Welcome back to Ice Skating. Up next is Merrill Davis and Charlie White.
Dancing.
They've been dancing together for 17 years. Mm. This is 17 years in the making. And the ice dance begins. Such grace. Such strength in their legs. Such beautiful chemistry these two have. They're doing a sequence of edges, turns, and hops. That's what they're doing.
From your sheet.
You gotta be light on your feet when you're skating like this. And it's all about your style and grace. Do you see the hair on Charlie White?
Yeah.
That is placed by his stylist, Chauffon Le Sausage, who's world renowned to style the best of the best hair in ice skating. Here comes the first lift. Oh my goodness! That is just a beautiful lift! Oh, she lands magnificently!
Nobody yells at ice skate.
Oh,
no.
Did you see that, America? Did you see that?
Nobody
Calm
yells
down.
At ice skating.
Did you see that, America?
Calm down, dude.
Okay, let's admit it. I was better.
You were a lot better.
Thank you, Al.
You were a lot better.
That was ridiculous, JC. Yeah.
Did you not watch it last night? That's exactly how they announced
like that.
It. That's how they scream.
They don't talk a lot during the long
Kelly,
program.
The gold medal goes to Kelly
Thank
Raspberry.
Thank you.
Oh. Get you guys. They broke the record for highest score ever.
You broke the record for loudest commentator for ice skating, for figure skating.
Oh, I am so sorry. I am for America in the Olympics right now.
You know that's the first USA ice dancing gold ever?
That's
what I heard.
They had the highest score ever of all time. I watched that last night, so I had a little edge on Kelly.
If you're keeping up with the medals, we're tied with Russia with 19 medals.
Yeah.
The United States, when I say we, you know, because I'm like
first
American.
Place.
Yeah.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Did you know you could ruin your child's life the moment they are born by making one single mistake?
What?
Giving them a weird, crazy name. That could ruin their life if you're not careful.
Yeah, it'll certainly cause for at least 18 or so years of just frustration.
Yeah. I remember sitting in our bedroom with my wife and thinking of names for our boy, Kaysen.
Yeah.
And saying, how could I, if I was a bully in school, how would I make fun of that name? And then we would go through these situations that he could be presented with. And we just finally said, no, we'll just drive ourselves crazy because you could basically make up something for every single name.
Sure.
I can't think of anything to bully Kaysen with.
I can. I thought of a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell me later.
I'm going to throw them out there. That's my son. So I would like to take you to my homeland.
Riva.
Yes, I'd like to take you to Hermosillo, Mexico.
Okay.
Which is in the state of Sonora. It's northwest. It's right by Arizona up there. Or down there. They have banned a list of 61 odd or offensive names
Really?
And it's...
You can do that?
And it's... Yeah.
The government just steps in and says, you cannot name your child this?
Oh, yeah.
They had that judge in the United States that ordered a family to change their... She's been since ordered down from the bench, but she made the people change the kid's name. She said it was going to be a lifetime of heartache or something.
Wow. Exactly. And this took effect on yesterday, on Monday. And it's basically to protect the kids from being bullied.
Wow.
That's what they're trying to do.
Okay.
And I understand, because in Mexico, man, I was given the name everybody has. I was named Jose. Along
well, that's
with,
easy.
Along with millions of other kids that
day. Well, then you wouldn't be picked on.
I would think there could be some serious mix-ups in the
But what we do in Mexico is you're given your first name, and then I also have a middle name. So you're...
Well, a few middle names,
you have
right?
five middle names.
So yeah. So if there's another Jose, I go by Jose Roberto. And so I'm Jose Roberto, he's Jose Luis. So
what
you got a bunch of Jose's
Jose
with different
Roberto,
middle names.
Then you go to the third name.
Exactly.
Your full name?
Jose Roberto Angeles Catam Lopez Chavez de Perez. That's my name.
All right.
So in my country, what we got to do is we got to start coming up with different names.
I guess so.
Yeah, you can't just be Jose and Juan and Mario and Rodrigo and Ricardo, Alejandro, Paco, Pablo, Luis. Those are the ones you hear all the time.
Okay, give me some of these that they have banned.
This is the list of names banned by Hermosillo. Burger King.
Somebody named a kid
name
Burger,
your child
King?
Burger King.
Can't name your kid Burger King.
What if he's the home of the Whopper?
By the way, remember, this means that somebody named their kid this, and that's why it's on the list.
Somebody named their kid Burger King. Maybe that's is because they were conceived there or something.
They get better. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, there's that.
You can't. Rambo, or in Mexico, Rambo.
Wow.
Oh, that's kind of a cool name.
It is a cool name, but it's been banned. Sorry.
Okay.
I guess because Rambo kills people. Facebook.
All right.
Twitter. Robocop. Can't name your kid James Bond.
Oh, no, come on.
Can't name your kid James Bond.
Well, what if your last name... So if your last name's Bond, you can't name your kid James?
I don't think there's very many Bonds in Mexico. But
well, obviously there's...
To your point.
You could. There could. You can't name your kid Harry Potter. Or in Mexico, Harry Potter. Also, Christmas Day, Rolling Stone.
Oh, Christmas Day is a name?
Yeah, somebody named their kid Christmas Day.
Okay.
I think sometimes they will look look towards the United States for words to to use. Can't name your kid Virgin. Because, you know.
Yeah.
Cesarean.
You know what?
Well, last name's Mary.
Huh? Cesarean.
Don't name your kid Cesarean.
This is ridiculous.
You can't name your kid Mistress or U.S. Navy. You can't name your kid Hitler.
Okay, I'm down with that one.
Can't name them Privates.
Would they just sit down and randomly think a stupid name?
I think in the U.S., like, we're the most lenient.
I think you're being duped, Jason.
And my favorite, you can't name your kid Panties.
I think you're being duped.
Am I being duped?
Go to this. It's gotta be bogus.
Why would the state of Sonora release this?
Could you
I
imagine
don't know.
If Panties was your name?
Oh man, that'd be so great.
And you were a boy.
Panties.
Well, we asked some of our listeners about bad names, the names that embarrass them. And this one wrote in, Summer Camp. Really?
Aww.
I'm 25 and I still get stupid comments. Summer is a very lovely name.
Uh-huh.
But you can't name your kid Summer if your last name is Camp.
Denise says she has a niece named Champagne and a niece named Mesmerize.
Wow.
And also a nephew named Courage.
Hey, Courage.
Courage.
Okay, this one is not from my mom, but from another woman named Candy Jackson. My mom's name's Candy.
Uh-huh.
Candy says she's always hated her name. She thinks it sounds like either a stripper or a porn star's name. Her dad was a hippie.
Well, she could go by Candace, right?
Yeah, my mom.
Unless your name's just really Candy.
When you were kids, did you guys ever change your name? Because I changed my name. I was like P. Diddy. I changed my name from Jose, and then I went by Roberto for a while, and then I got made fun of for a little bit, so I went by Cody.
Cody?
Oh, gosh. No, I was just always Kelly.
Yeah.
In fifth grade, I went by Cody.
I wanted to change the spelling because everybody spelled it with a Y, and so I wanted to do that for a while.
I was always Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care. Chelsea Applegate. What's wrong with Chelsea Applegate,
nothing.
You
nothing.
Ask? Well, he says, I'm a dude named Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm black.
Oh,
sorry about you, homeboy.
You sound like a hot blonde girl.
Yeah, sorry about you, homeboy.
Bad. Let's go to the phones real quick.
All right.
You were named a crazy name there. Starts with a B. I don't want to mispronounce it.
Yeah, my name is Vanjetta. And instead of the way it's pronounced, it's spelled V as in Victor, A-N-Y-E-T-T-A.
Vanjetta.
But it gets butchered.
Oh, yeah, of course it does.
Like the add and subtract letters. Mm-hmm. So I get Vendetta, Veretta, and Vachetta. Those are the three most popular mispronunciations.
Oh. Vachetta.
Yeah, none of those letters are in my name. I don't know where an R or a D come from.
I know. I'm sorry, Vanity. I mean.
Oh, JC, I got what you did there.
I see what I did there. Well, have you grown to love your name at all, or you're still kind of wanting to change it?
No, it's growing on me. Like, no one else has it, so why change it?
See?
Who you are.
I've got one on my Facebook page.
Oh, you do?
And it says, how about this one? Erica, but it's spelled A-I-R, Recca, W-R-E-C-K-A.
See, that's the thing.
The spelling.
If it's going to be Erica, just make it Erica.
I know. They do these fancy spellings, and then you're stuck the rest of your life. No, that's not the way my name's spelled. I'm spelling it for people.
Yeah.
This one kills me.
What?
Her name is now Kimberly Perry. Okay?
Uh-huh.
She's married now, Kimberly Perry. She said, but before she was married, my initials were KKK. For my kindergarten picture, I was wearing a sweater with my initials across the front. Yeah, she said, and what's worse, I cut my own hair days before, so I look like a tiny little blonde hair, blue-eyed skinhead. Thanks, Mom. With a KKK sweater.
Oh, no.
You don't do that.
No. Maybe it's Kappa, Kappa, Kappa.
No.
She was probably a teen bride. Anything to get rid of those initials.
As right?
soon as possible. Now, let's go to an athlete on the phone. I don't want to blow your name. So you're named a body part. What's your name? Their soccer player?
They don't know you're coming to. They don't know.
Yeah, that's you, buddy. You're the soccer player. What was your what's your name?
Six toe.
You've had on a six toe before.
On a Kiss Kiss trip or something? Or just
I was a winner.
We talked to you before, six toe.
Oh, we talked to six toe.
Your legal name is six toe.
Hey, double my paycheck. Thanks, guys, for that.
I remember.
You're welcome, six toe.
Well, you need extra money with the extra toe. You have six toes?
Now, there was a meaning. I remember we asked you, what was the meaning behind it? I forgot.
It's a family name from Puerto Rico, and I think Aztec Warrior, I'll go with that.
Okay. Are you by chance the sixth child? Because six toe is the sixth.
No, I'm the second.
Oh, so they're just off
your parents.
Because that theory.
But I might be the sixth generation, possibly.
There you go, six toe.
There it is.
There it is, buddy. Oh, this one's good. So my friend, this is from Facebook, she loved her trip to Mexico so much that she named her first daughter Taqueria.
Taqueria!
T-A-Q-R-I-A. Or at least that's how she pronounced it. And she explained that she saw a lot of signs with the name during the trip. I was very puzzled by the name since I had never heard of it. She then spelt it for me. T-A-Q-U-E-R-I-A.
Taqueria.
Which means taco shop in Spanish.
Taqueria.
She named her daughter Taco Shop.
Well, every time you say her name, it'll make you smile. Taqueria.
Daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm-mm. What about Jasmine? But it's spelled J-A-Z-Z-M-E-N. Jasmine. Jasmine
Don't
Sparks.
Be screwing up those spellings.
I know.
A pain in the rear.
Juju, what'd you name?
Juju?
Oh, no. This is Rage.
Yep.
That is a cool name. That's not a bad name.
Your name's Rage?
That is cool.
Like anger, yeah. But, I mean, after 20 years hearing the same, was your mom mad at you joke? It's kind of annoying.
what is her reason for naming you Rage?
All the time.
Was it a family name?
No, my dad thought it was cool. Like, it was a backup singer in some band that he can't remember the name of. And he was like, I like that name, so that's
Rage.
What I got.
Wow.
I guess that's cool. That'd be cool if you're, like, a dude and you're, like, a professional football player or a wrestler.
Do you have a problem with anger management?
No, not at all.
You're pretty cool, calm. Okay.
Wow.
All right, just checking.
If I was a boy, he was going to name me Rampage, so.
Rampage.
Oh, yeah, Rage is much more feminine. But what happens when people are like, I want to go Rage Rage this weekend.
Wow.
Rage.
All right. You say Rage.
Nice to call it Rage.
Yeah. Claire, you have a weird name?
Yes. Well, my son's name is actually Kason, just like yours. But because I kept getting funny faces from my family, I just started telling people that I was going to name him Mortimer.
Mortimer.
That way they just stopped trying to talk me out of it because they figured I was kidding. And then when Kason came out, everybody was fine with the name.
Yeah, because they were like, thank God it's not Mortimer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Exactly. We actually got my little boy a stuffed animal, and we named him Mortimer right after he was born.
Oh, no.
Well, tell your little Kason I say what's up.
I will.
Thanks for copying me.
I just can't imagine anybody ever having a problem with the name Kason.
No,
that is a great name.
Great name.
Yeah. I love that name. Denzel II, what's up? What's wrong with that name?
Oh, nothing. It's Donville, and my full name is Donville Lee Ankrum II. Sounds like royalty, doesn't it?
Yes,
it does.
Donzel?
Yes, sir. Youngest man, Donville.
Yeah.
Gina's always
mistaken. Unwanted child, that's what my father told me.
Okay. I think that's a cool name.
Donzel?
Yeah, you think so?
Did people make fun of it?
I'm a white guy, and everybody thinks I'm black. Every time I give them a name, they automatically think I'm a black guy, but I'm a white guy.
Yeah, I, by the name, I would think you're a black guy, but I can tell by your voice.
Donville.
Yeah.
I mean, your voice. You can't get my voice.
Donzel.
The Donzel. Yeah, that's not a bad. That's not that crazy. I kind of like that one. Lacey, you have a crazy name story?
Yeah, actually, my cousin's name is Shady Day. He's only 9 now. But my uncle was into Eminem.
Into what? Eminem.
Eminem. Shady
Day. Yeah, he was into Eminem, Slim Shady. So his first name is Shady, and his middle name is Day.
Shady Day. Wow.
Shady Day.
That's kind of cool, though.
No, because if you say it fast enough,
just go hang out with a nice Shady Day. I like that, actually. I don't think I need my kid that.
So if you're pregnant, think about those things. Don't give some weird spelling. And think about, yell the name out. This is really a helpful thing. Yelling the name out. Because you're going to yell your child's name out many times.
Yeah.
It does make a difference when you yell it. Doesn't it, JC?
Yeah.
And
it really
sounds
does.
Different. Try yelling it and don't do some funky spelling.
Yell it and then try to come up with weird names that you would call them if you were a mean kid in school.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's the cast of Glee, Jenna.
It is, yes. And Glee might not be coming back, right? But
I think it's finally ending. Right?
It is ending, yes. But Glee inspired us to do something on the show, Classroom Musical.
Yeah.
And we are coming back with Classroom Musical for its 4th year. This is where you get your class at school together, make a fun Glee-style song and dance video. It can be super simple or as fancy and over-the-top as you want it to be. You just have to be sure to do a few things in the video, like give the Kid Craddock show a shout-out.
Yeah.
We really just want to see you get as creative as possible and, you know, get the teacher involved. Have a class having fun at school. What's better than that,
yeah,
right?
Love it.
So we're going to be taking submissions on this through March 17th. So you have a little less than a month.
Okay.
To get your Classroom Musical act together, and we have it broken up into separate categories. So the winning elementary, middle, and high schools are each going to get $1,500 to pimp out your classroom.
Nice.
And it's thanks to Pilot Pens.
I love Pilot Pens.
Do you know?
I really do.
Do you guys want to hear last year's winners real quick?
Sure.
Yeah.
This was from the pre-K or the K through 5. And it's McPhee Elementary, and it was We Found Love. I'm pretty sure you could feel the cuteness coming through your radio right now. And then from our middle school category was North Windhaven Elementary. I guess they go from 6 to 8. And here they are. That was pretty good.
That's
and our
good.
High school division was East Richland High School, stuck in this classroom.
This school makes me feel alive.
so much better.
So if you want to get your class, and teachers listening as well, if you want to get your class together to do this, it's not easy, but once you get the video done, it's pretty easy. You just need to shoot the video of your class doing a Glee-style song and dance. You pick the song. You just have to make sure you give the Kid Craddock Show a shout-out. That's it, in the video, so we know that you didn't just use an old video. All right, and then you're going to upload the video you made to YouTube. Send us your contact info just with the link to your classroom musical video. And then we're going to pick one winning class from each of the grade divisions, K through 5, 6 through 8, 9 through 12.
That's fair. Exactly.
You're going to get $1,500.
$1,500 for your classroom?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
You can use that.
Because a lot of teachers spend their own money to get their supplies for their classroom. A lot of questions are going to be asked about this contest.
Like,
yeah, JC, like, how long should this video be?
How long should it be? It doesn't have to be a whole song if you don't want it to be, but it should be at least 2 minutes, Jenna.
Yeah, give us a good example of what you can do.
Some people do add skits, which is fine, but it should not exceed 5 minutes because that's just way too long.
Yeah, nobody wants to watch that.
Not even your
own mama wants to watch it more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, right. JC, what if everyone sings like me or like Britney, not very well? Can we lip sync?
I'm sorry, Jenna. The students must sing. But you can record the audio and video separately.
Right.
So just like a real music video.
Right.
So it has to be you singing, and then you could lip sync to yourself singing.
Yeah, lip sync to your own recording, but it's got to be
you. What if I'm in kindergarten? Can adults help?
Adults can assist, but the majority of the work should be done by the students. That's why you
I think we'll let an adult hold the camera.
Yeah,
I think that's okay.
You can hold the camera and record the children and maybe help them choreograph.
Yeah, the parents and adults have to get involved.
Again, this is supposed to be fun. Don't make it a whooping for
I'm telling
kids.
You, even if you don't win, I get choked up and teary-eyed watching these videos because
it's a
bonding experience. They have so much fun doing the video. Mm-hmm. They're so excited and hopeful.
And anytime
if they don't win, they've gotten such, a great memory. They're always going to remember the time we entered that video contest.
Especially seeing the ones that they'll do, like, in chemistry class, because it doesn't have to be a musical theater class. This can be any class and any teacher that wants to do it. So when they're rhyming things with...
It's a project.
Every time
the kids can do something that's not, it's school, it's educational, but it doesn't have to do with that class. That's exciting.
What was your best memory of middle school, Al?
Which year? The fourth, or the fifth?
Earlier on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah. Don't even look them in the eye.
Yeah, Kelly says, do not look Girl Scouts in the eye because you're done. And I bought like 10 boxes at the grocery store the other day. I didn't look on the way in, but one of them tracked me down in the store. What are you supposed to do?
I'd be on my cell phone.
I've had a guy
walk away.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.